Hi, this is a Steve Barrett Healing Hour. I just wanted to talk to you this evening a little bit, and I'm so glad that you're on and that you're with me and that you can hear me. I am in Letchworth State Park. I just came back from a wedding, and it was really, really beautiful. I'll give you some phone numbers here. If we could have some phone callers call in, I'm more than happy to work on you and see what we can do about helping you as much as we possibly can. So let me give you out some phone numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-876-9146, and 1-888-815-9756, and that's worldwide in case you guys decide to call me from different parts of the world to be worked on. This evening, what I'd like to talk about, basically, Fred and I were on last night, and we did some really serious work. I got a brand new pyramid from Fred, and it's incredible. It's about 500, 600 times the power of the other pyramid that I had. I had a round, thin pyramid before. It works quite well. Nothing wrong with it. It's just this new one is extremely powerful, and I'll tell you what happened as I was doing some work with it. It's quite interesting to feel. What happened was is that when I received the pyramid, I got it last Monday. I got it set up on Wednesday, and the pyramid on top of the pyramid was extremely powerful with a tremendous amount of light. And then we had the octagon, which was up top. And as soon as I put that on top of the pyramid, the tremendous light that came down from heaven and hit the top of this pyramid was phenomenal. Now, I had the energy come down a quarter of the way onto the pyramid itself, and I was wondering what happened and why it did not come all the way down to the bottom of the pyramid and go around the square part of the pyramid on the floor. So I was perplexed with that and couldn't understand what had happened and why it didn't happen. But what happened was is this morning, as I was getting up, I always pick up the Torah, the five books of Moses, and started reading it in my bed. And it is on my bed, the pyramid. And as soon as I started reading the Bible, the pyramid became pure white light. So I suspect the prayers and the story of Moses and the story of Abraham and whatever else I was reading this morning was so powerful that the entire pyramid lit up from the top all the way down to the bottom. So I'm finding out that the pyramid itself has tremendous, tremendous thought. Tremendous energy, more than I've ever known before. So I have to give this pyramid a chance to work and allow myself to understand not what it does, but to let it go and to receive what it wants to send me. And I'm starting to realize how important prayer actually is, more so than what I thought before, and I do a lot of prayer work. So I'm finding out that the pyramid itself is connected very, very highly to the universe. There's no question in my mind that that's what's going on. I need to talk to Fred about it and let him know what happened this morning at around 7:30. I had a massage at 8 o'clock, so I was up very early and meditating and getting myself organized to do a massage. I only had one this morning, but I like to get myself very steady, very grounded, and had my mind very, very clear before I touched somebody. What I want to talk about tonight, which I find very interesting, is that we need to keep our minds forward. And what I'm talking about is that the things that have happened in the past, I think are very important. But I think going into the future is even more important. Thinking about what's happening this second and what's happening 2 seconds from now is more important than what happened in 1865. I think what we need to do is focus and cooperate with ourselves and listen to ourselves, because we can actually make ourselves think of where we're at right at this second, right at this moment. And I think it's really, really important to do that. We need to focus on more love. We need to focus on more compassion within ourselves, because when we open up to the kind of energy, what we're doing is allowing ourselves to feel what's going on within ourselves at that particular second. In other words, what we are talking about is not important as what we're going to be talking about in 2 seconds or 1 second. It's very important to keep yourself right on the cutting edge and allowing yourself to feel what you're feeling. If you're out in nature, feel nature. Allow yourself to see what you're seeing. Ever since I've had the new pyramid, and I saw that tremendous light this morning, I've been able to see more dimensionally, multidimensionally into nature. It's really interesting. I've been able to see the grass spirits, the air spirits, tree spirits even clearer, the forest people. So it's very important that we focus on what's happening now rather than to what focused 100 years ago or 2 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago. What's important is right now. And I think that when we do that, we're allowing ourselves to feel everything that we possibly can at that particular moment, which gives us a learning curve that's more powerful than the learning curve we learn in school, in terms of history, in terms of anything else, because the power of one, the power of ourselves, the power of the universe, the power of nature is right in front of us. And I think it's so important to be able to focus on that and realize that we are one with God, one with the universe, one with the cosmos, one with nature. I think it's so important to be able to focus on that. And the multidimensional movements that I'm seeing, which means that I'm opening up even more, is allowing me to understand that there's so much more to see. So as we're learning, and even I'm learning all the time, is that we need to let go more and more. The more we let go, the more we see, the more we have, the more we understand, and the less that we have to worry about, because our minds are focused on the future. It's focused on right now, of what is going on now. And that's so important to feel. So I think it's really wonderful that we have a blessing, a real blessing, to be able to feel what's going on right in front of us. You know, last week I was talking about the nature of things and the blessed events that happened with Dr. Valerie, myself, and some other people when we were at the Sacred Groves in Palmyra, and the energies that we saw, the energies that we felt, the angels that were in front of us that just disappeared right in front. I remember that clearly as a bell, to realize that there's that kind of energy that's so powerful in front of us. If we just take a moment and let go and look at things through heaven's eyes and not our own, how do we do that? Very simply, we need to let go. You need to allow yourself the compassion not to understand, but to understand, which means the more you let go, the less you have to understand. The more that will be shown to us, the less we have to worry about, because the energy of heaven, the energy of nature, the energy that's in the air will sustain us and support us. It's really, really beautiful. I know that we need to go to college. I know that we have to have the brilliance of being able to run businesses. But I think the most important thing we need right now is the idea that we have the power to be able to change the world. We have the power to make things work. We have the power to make everything that's in front of us even better and better all the time. So it's extremely important to realize that we have that kind of power within us. If we just let go and allow that energy to fulfill what God wants us to fulfill, I think we have the power to be able to do that. So everything we say, our words are our wands, our words are our bonds. And I believe with all my heart that we can actually change things with just our thoughts, which are really, really important. So the thoughts in our minds are really, really in a process of happening instantaneously. Now, I'm wearing my platinum projector. I have a solid platinum projector that I got from Dr. Fred. I have a 18 karat gold nuclear receptor that I wear from Dr. Fred, and I'm not trying to push his products, but what I'm saying is that it does help. It helps me to smooth out my mind. It helps me to smooth out my body. But what's more important than that is that I do meditation of free will. I allow myself to feel everything around me, in me, through me, and the universe. It's so important to make these connections. It's so important to allow everything to go and to allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression. The spirits that we have that are in nature are so beautiful. Love is around us and surrounding us all the time. It's something to see this kind of energy that is so given us in such free will and such delight. We should be living more in a sea of happiness. We should be living more in a sea of joint recovery for every person on this planet. Because no matter who we are, we have problems, we have issues that we can help each other with. And there's nothing higher than that. There's nothing higher than working with nature. So these things are real. What we have to do is to allow ourselves to feel it. How do we do that? Very simple. If you just focus on love, focus on who you are, focus on the things that are important to you, your children, your wife, your husband, your lover, whatever it is that gives you the feeling of total love, of being compassionate. And these words are simple to say, but the most important thing to do is to believe them. Believe that you have the power to reach inside and make these changes that are so powerful, that your words can actually change the world. And Hello?
From London.
I have a caller. I'm just waiting for them to come on.
Okay, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh,
I guess we'll continue on. The power of what we have is so...
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Is this Dominic from London?
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Just got back from holiday the other week, but I've noticed that my stomach has been very stressed out and been having a bit of trouble with that.
Can you slow that down a little bit? It's a little hard for me to hear.
Okay, my stomach is rather stressed out.
Is stressed out?
Yes, stomach.
But not a
stomach area?
Okay, your stomach is stressed out now?
Yeah, it's been like that for about 2 weeks.
Okay, let's just focus in. Let me just, there we go. I'm tuned in with you. Just allow everything to go. There you go. You should feel tremendous light coming into your body now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Just focus on it and let it go where it needs to go. It's going right into your gut area. It's going right into your lower intestine. You should starting to feel yourself relax. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Just allow yourself to relax. That's it. You should be able to breathe deeper. Feel that and see how that feels.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, Dominic, what I need you to do is this. I want you to breathe through your eyes. Feel the air. Feel that cool air going through your eyes now.
Indeed. Yep.
Good. Allow that energy to go where it needs to go in your body. Don't try to direct it. Just let it go where it needs to go. You should be able to feel that releasing everything in your stomach and your lower bowel and your small and large intestine. It's also clearing the back of your head out.
Gosh.
I'm watching darkness coming out of the back of your head. You should be a lot more focused. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes. Very pleasing indeed, yeah.
Yeah, that feels so much better. Allow yourself to let go, Dominic. Just let everything go. I want you to try something for me. I want you to try to be in the here and now, right now. That's it.
Okay.
Good. You should feel the power coming into your body right now.
Yeah. Mhm.
Good. Do you feel a lot more grounded and a lot more focused?
Yeah. All this kind of energy of mine is kind of, you know, everywhere, but then it suddenly kind of came back in again, focusing more. That's how it felt.
I want you to take your right hand or your left hand and put it up in front of you. I'm going to take my right hand. I'm going to give you energy right from heaven. You should be able to feel this energy right now. How does that feel going into your hand?
Yeah.
My hand's in front of you. You should be able to feel your...
I've got a feeling coming through.
Right. Does it feel warm to you?
I don't feel warm. It's kind of an indescribable sensation.
Right.
I'm getting kind of little blocks of light coming in.
Yes. Yeah, tremendous light coming in. That's wonderful.
It's opening up now. I can feel more in my hand.
Yes. You should be able to feel that running through your body even more.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you should, I know, Dominic, that you can see light. What I want you to do is take a look at your fingertips and see the light coming out of your fingertips. They're about, the light should be about 4 feet high coming out of your fingertips, so I'm going to show you how that works. We're about 7,000 miles away from each other. What I need you to do is just put your fingers right out in front like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay, you should be able to feel that energy at the tips of your fingers. It should be about 4 feet away, but you should be able to feel that energy tremendously. How does that feel to you, my friend?
I can feel that now. It's, you know, the warmth of your hand, I'm kind of feeling that.
Yes. Terrific. I'm just putting my hand away. There's no limit to what we can do. There's no limit to what the aura can do. Some people think the aura is only a half a foot from the body or an inch from the body, when the aura is actually eternal, actually goes right back to heaven. So we're all connected together. You can do that to anybody in the universe. You can do that from somebody on Mars if you wanted to. So there's no limit to what we can do, but you feel a lot better.
Yeah.
How does it feel to you, buddy?
I feel great now. Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dominic.
Gosh, and thank you for being there to call. Yeah. Okay, well, then I'll get to talk to you. Okay.
Wonderful. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Dominic.
Okay,
always.
Well, cheerio. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. That's Dominic from London. He's really a great person. He's does some really, really great work with a lot of people. So it's a pleasure having him on the air and allowing him to be healed. He does so much healing on everybody else. Give your heart a chance to become real. What does that mean? It means that your heart contains the goodness from heaven. It has the spark of God. Allow yourself to feel the feeling of your heart. Allow it to be real. Allow yourself to feel the purpose, the compassion, the love. And the most amazing thing is that, hello?
Hi, Stephen. This is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing better and better.
Glad good. What can I help you with? What can I help you with, my friend?
I was wanting to work on my eyes, being able to see clearly, you know, fine print, as well as seeing, you know, the right into the nature, spirits and the trees and so forth, just having them show up to me. Or
okay. Well,
clear vision.
It can be given if God wants you to have it. Sometimes we do things when God wants us to have it. So if it's there for you, it will come out. So what I'm going to need you to do, Scott, is are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What I want you to do, Scott, is start breathing through your eyes. You'll feel air going through your eyes. That's it. Allow them to relax. Okay, this is what I'm hearing from heaven. You need to allow yourself to relax. You're being hard on yourself.
Okay.
Whatever comes to you, comes to you with joy, with happiness, with love, with harmony, with compassion. Just love yourself. Now, this is the word that I'm hearing. Love yourself as I love you, and all will come to those who await my time. If you want to write that down, I'll say that again for you.
Okay.
Love me as I love you, and all will come to those who await my time. Now, I'm supposed to tell you, do you have a Bible in the house?
Yes, I do. Right here.
Would you do me a favor? Open up any page. Take your clothes off.
Okay.
And read.
And he answered, I have not troubled, something,
what
but
you're
thou
doing
and thy father's house, and
right.
that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam, something, I'm not sure that word. Now therefore,
okay.
send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel and the prophets.
What I'm going to do is say an ancient Hebrew prayer, which is Baruch Hashem, which is blessed be his name. How are you seeing now? Are you seeing clear? Can you read better?
It's about the same in the small print on the Bible here.
Okay. What I'm trying to find out from you, can you look at the print and tell me if you're reading it clearer and better and more refined? You don't have to read it, just look at it.
No, what happens it when it starts to go in the direction of being clear immediately, something says that it can't be clear and it goes right away.
Okay. What we need to do is to get past that. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to let go. Let go of everything. Trust in yourself. Trust in who you are. That's it. Do you feel more focused? Do you feel more grounded?
Yes, my physical body does, yes.
Good. Try it again and see how that feels to you. Try reading it. You don't have to read it out loud, but just tell me, does it feel better when you're reading it? How does that feel?
Yes, it is a little bit better. What it feels is that there's like a film over my eyes. Something has put that film there. That's what it feels like.
What we need to do is to lift the film.
Okay.
What we need to do is just let go of the film. That's it. Your eyes should be opening up more. Can you feel your eyelids opening more?
Yes, I can.
Good. Read it again. How does that feel to you?
It's a little better. It still has some blur to it, but it's not pulling away as fast as it did before.
What you need to do is to learn to let go more and allow things to happen naturally.
Yes.
So what I'm asking you to do is just let go. allow the film to go, allow everything to go in your eyes, and allow yourself to focus. And the easier, what happens is that what we're doing is relaxing the eyes. When you relax the eyes can clear. But we have to learn to relax the mind and relax the eyes. Once that happens, you'll be able to read a lot better. Okay?
Yes, yes, I'm working that way. I'm enjoying this, moving this energy.
Right. Now, my question to you is, you should be able to feel the energy coming through your feet and going out of the top of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can feel it going out of the top of my head, but not coming in real strong to my feet. My head's open.
Okay, that's good. What you need to do is learn just to breathe and trust yourself. Trust that you'll see a lot better, that you'll be grounded more, that your mind works better. So just letting go.
Yes.
I had a woman, to give you an idea, I had a lady last year, God bless her, she came on the air, and she was blind, I think, for about 7 or 8 years. And I went into the eye and saw the nerve, the damage of the nerve, and all of a sudden energy came through me, and that light went right into her nerve. And she saw a lot of white light just hit her eye tremendously. And she says, oh, my goodness, I can see. And what happened was, those things happen. You can call them miracles, you can call them whatever. But what happens is that the light just comes down and frees people up. So whether she's seeing now or not, I don't know. I haven't had contact with her, but she saw for that period of time that I was talking to her, and I know it's on one of my discs that we did on the radio show a year ago, so it's really, really, it'd be fun to listen to that again. But anyhow, that's what we need to do. Just relax your mind, relax your eyes, relax everything that's in your body. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes there's another related issue. So we have to wait and see how that works for you. If it works for you, fine. If it doesn't, then we need to find the reason why.
Okay.
And we need to search the body to find out where something else is bothering you. So meantime, you feel much more balanced.
Yes.
The energy feels much more open in your body.
Yes,
and I think what's happening is that you should be able to see that your eyelids are open a lot more. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm awake.
Okay.
They feel awake.
Now, what I would like to do you have any flowers in your house? Do you have anything green outside?
Yes, I can see flowers right here from the window.
Okay, I want you to take a look at the flowers and see how much more brilliant they look than they did 5 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago.
Yes, yes, the fluorescent color is much more vivid.
Right, and that's because what you're doing is relaxing your mind. You're allowing the energy from heaven to come through. You're allowing yourself to breathe deep, and you're trusting yourself more. That's what's happening.
Yes.
I think it's wonderful. I think you're receiving what you want.
Yes, I appreciate it very much. This is definitely what I'm looking for, to clear whatever was blocking me, whatever that film that I decided to let be there for a while, to have other experiences. And I'm done with those.
Wonderful. Well, tune in again some other time and give me a phone call and let me know how you're doing.
All right. I appreciate it, Stephen. Are your archives updated? Do you know?
I think so. I'll have to talk to the producer. Producer and the director. I'm pretty well sure they are. At least that's what they told me.
The last I checked, it was June the 6th, so I wanted to, there was last week I wanted to record some, so if they get a chance to take a look at that, I appreciate it. But I appreciate what you do for me and for everyone on this earth plane. You're a very wonderful person.
Thank you so much. Thank
you
so
much. God bless
you,
brother, and love you.
God bless you, too.
And bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was a lovely phone call, and I think he's doing quite well. You need to allow yourself, if I can continue on, you need to trust yourself to let go. Trust is a big issue, and what we need to do is to trust that things will come to us when we need them. And the best thing to do is just to let go and trust that you receive the answers that you're looking for. I know that they come to me. I know that God is talking to me, and I give the information that he's telling me to the people. Whoever calls and wants to know that information, I do that. And that's, I don't know why. I have no idea why he's giving me that. All I know is that it comes straight through. I'm not channeling. I'm not doing anything. All I'm doing is hearing it straight in my mind. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, whatever I do. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that if I am massaging, and that's what I do. I'm a massage therapist. And this voice, which is so beautiful, which comes to me and tells me how many strokes to make on the back. If he tells me 5 strokes, I don't do 4, I don't do 6, I do 5. So everything is counted the way that God wants me to do that work, and I do it. And I remember about, I think about 9 or 10 months ago, I had a client, and I was talking to God, and I said, why me? Why are you giving me this? I'm Steve Barrett. I'm just a regular human being. I don't know why I'm being given all this loveliness. And the voice came down and said to me, because you listen. And I think we all have the ability to listen. It's so important to be in touch. If you have that kind of energy that you can make a connection to that kind of power, please do. It's so important. We need to help the planet. We need to help the people on the planet. We need to help the universe. We need to help nature. If you have those abilities, and even if you don't have the abilities, please pray for the planet. Pray for the people that are on the planet, even if you don't know them, because the love that you put out there is so important, and the compassion is so important. And Fred and I were discussing last night about a master crystal and how I fought not to buy this master crystal. And we fought tooth and nail right on the radio. No, I don't want, blah, 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 I don't want. And eventually I bought it, and this crystal talks to me. It just, we're like a team. The crystal itself actually fires energy into the body, any part of the body that it needs. So in other words, what happens is that the energy from the crystal, which is filled with humility and compassion and love, goes into the body to heal it. Why? I don't know. I don't ask why. All I know is it works. I've seen it go into chakras. I've seen it go into cells. I've seen it go into the body where it needs it. I never ask questions. I just do what I'm told, and I make no comparison. I make no judgments, and I try to lead myself from understanding. it's so important to do. To do the powerful work that you want to do, please delete yourself from understanding. If you want to understand your children, your wife, that's fine. But when it comes from the power of heaven, when it comes from power from God, delete yourself from understanding. Allow it to come through you without any hesitation. Allow it to flow through you. Don't be afraid of hearing the voice of silence. It's the most powerful voice on the planet. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Love it. Allow yourself to enjoy that kind of energy. I think it's so much fun to be able to relax and to really, really trust yourself. I had a client the other day, a really sweet lady, and I have a pyramid in my room, a little beautiful pyramid about 3 inches high, 3 inches wide, maybe even 4 inches. And you can take your finger and run down the side of the pyramid. And what I was showing her is that at one spot is the pancreas, at one spot is the liver, at one spot is the gallbladder, at one spot is the lungs, the large intestine, the heart. And the pyramids are so powerful. I mean, I'm just skimming the surface with pyramids. I've been using them for about the last 6 or 7 years. But I'm starting to realize the power of, and I've been inside Cheops. I was taken there. I don't want to go into what happened in there because we don't have the time. But believe me, pyramids, there's a lot more to pyramids than what we think. There's a lot more to pyramids than what we know. So we need to allow ourselves to embrace it and take in the pyramid. It's just a beautiful device. And that's the reason that I bought the pyramid to put over my bed, and it seems to be working quite well. I'm very energized from the pyramid that I put over my bed. It's a 10-foot pyramid, and I seem to be getting this supercharging through my body. And I need it so desperately because I'm 67, and it gives me a charge. It actually helps the energy to flow even better and open up blockages that we might or might not have. It's all according to what we are doing at the time to allowing all that energy to go. But please, give me a phone call. We can work on the radio and we can have a lot of fun. I'll give you a couple phone numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530, this is direct, 876-9146, and worldwide is 888-815-9756. So the energy that we have can always be worked on to be improved through us and to have a lot more purity than what we think we have, because the purity that we do, the purity of thought, the purity of love, it's always there. So we need to allow ourselves to expand and expound on that kind of energy with total love and total compassion and total understanding in terms of love. If you look at a tree, if you sit outside and you can see the grass is greener and the tree is greener, thank goodness that you're able to see that kind of energy. Not everybody can do that, and it's really, really wonderful to do and a lot of fun to see. And that's what we do. That's what it's all about. So I think what we need to do is thank God for what we have and allow ourselves to enjoy that kind of energy. And to put it out there, a lot of us have the energy. A lot of us want to open up to the energy. Allow that to happen. Allow it to be. Allow yourself to be. The more you open up to beingness, the more you open up to love, the more you'll be able to see and do. And I think it's so important to allow that to happen. If there's anybody out there who needs any healings, please don't hesitate to call, and I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can this evening. As I said, I'm at Lutchworth State Park, and we're having a lovely evening here. And it's really, really lovely here. It's just absolutely beautiful. The green is the greenest I've ever seen, and it's really fantastic. Last week, again, I'm going to go back to the sacred groves. If you have a place where you live that is just absolutely beautiful and you're not taking advantage of it, please take advantage of it. You can't imagine what nature wants to do to help you. Even if you were to take your arms and put it around a tree, feel the energy of the tree. Feel the wisdom that tree has. What it does, it can actually share its energy with you if you allow yourself to let go. And if you let go, you'll be able to feel that energy flowing through you. What it does clear you. It opens up different portions of your body, which allow you to clear the energies that are tapped and trapped. So what you need to do is to just hug a tree. Now, a tree is actually very much alive. I've seen the eyes of trees. They're absolutely beautiful. And I've seen the spirit of the trees, and it looks like us. They can run to maybe 6 feet up into the trunk of the tree. And believe it or not, it looks just like us. There's no difference. There's no... Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, what can I help you with?
Hi, my name is Ann.
Hi, Ann. How you doing?
Good. I guess I feel an awful lot like the last caller. I'd like to work on my eyes as well. I kind of worked along with you with him.
Sure.
But I thought maybe there's something you'd have for me in specific.
Sure. What we need to do is just have you relax. That's it. You should feel yourself unwinding right now. Can you feel that in your gut?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's it. Do you feel yourself coming down? Do you feel yourself coming back into your body completely?
Yes.
Good. Relax your eyes. Allow yourself to take in the love that you have for yourself. Allow yourself to feel that. That's it. I bet you haven't felt that before. How does that feel to you?
It feels good.
Good, honey. Good. What is your name, please?
Ann.
Ann, right. Thank you so much. I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve.
And this is what... Good, thank you. This is what we're going to do, Ann. I just need you to let go. That's it. You should feel yourself refocusing right now. That's it. Just relax. Breathe through your eyes, honey. Take the breath through your mouth. And feel the energy that's going through your eyes. It should be nice and cool. That's it. How's that energy feel going through your eyes?
Feels good.
Good, honey. Just allow, just breathe that in all the way in. You should be able to feel that going down your spine. You should be focusing even more with every breath. Can you feel that?
I do.
Good. Allow yourself to enjoy that. Embrace it. It's all yours. Can okay, what I need you to do is just let go, even more. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy simultaneously going through both eyes right now. How does that feel?
I feel it primarily in my feet for some strange reason.
That's because the energy is coming from heaven through your feet, and the energy is opening up from the center of the earth and coming back up through your feet. That's wonderful. You're opening up. Now, what is the problem with your eyes? Because what we're doing is opening up the energy that's been blocked.
It's nearsightedness.
Okay. Nearsightedness. In other words, you have a problem reading without glasses?
No, I can see near, but I can't see far.
Okay. I would like you, do you have a favorite tree outside?
A
favorite flower? What I would like you to do is take a look at the colors outside compared to what they were 5 or 10 or 20 minutes ago. The color should be much greener and much more vibrant in flowers.
Okay, and I see lots of sparkles when the sun's hitting the leaves.
Yes. How does it feel to you?
Good.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. I want you to take a far look at the furthest thing that you can see and see if it looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look better to you?
It does. I think it's just a process of continually remembering to relax.
We need to learn to relax even more. As we're relaxing, our eyes will relax. It's just that I find that we have so much tension through life that our eyes become very strained.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Relax them. So what we need to do is, if you can, during the day, is to breathe through your eyes. Allow the energy to go where it needs to go. You don't want to try to control it. You allow it to go where it needs to go. It could be in the eyes. It could be in the lower back. It could be wherever that energy needs to go. Allow it to be. How does that air feel going through your eyes? It should be very calming for you and cooling.
It really is. It's very nice. I like the idea of doing that.
Good. What I would suggest doing is doing that 5, 6, 10, 20 times a day, whatever it takes, to relax your eyes.
Okay.
It's not an cure, because some people do have real, real bad problems, but some of us have problems that can be, you know, dealt with, and it's due from tension.
Mm-hmm. I do notice that, because sometimes I can see perfectly, and then other times it's just really, really fuzzy in the distance.
Right. So allow yourself to calm down, breathe through your eyes, and what I would do is to let God know that you really appreciate what he's doing is, I breathe in the breath of God. And just allow that energy to go right through your body. If you do that, you're going to feel a lot of tingling and wonderfulness in your body.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
so try that.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, honey. Anytime. Call me anytime.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, I think that's all we have for tonight. It's 6:55. I'm going to have to sign off. I just want to thank a couple people, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, Dr. Fred Bell, and Mikkel, and everybody at Paradigm. I just want to thank everybody that's been listening to me, and send them a lot of love, light, and warmth, and I hope to see you all next week on Steve Barish Healing Hour. Bye-bye.